something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the December 31st New Year's Eve service with Pastor Chris. To worship with us, please visit the closest Christ Embassy Church close to you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Do you remember what he said? Goodness and mercy shall follow me every day of my life. Goodness and mercy. Goodness happening throughout the earth for us. Mercy from God. Goodness. See, each month is filled with good things. Goodness, goodness, goodness. Promotions, favor. I'm the seed of Abraham. I'm the seed of Abraham. Divine favor only. That's all I see. I'm the seed of Abraham. All I see is blessings. Goodness. What about those that don't like you? They don't matter. They are not a factor. They shall come out against you one way, but they shall flee before you seven ways. They are not a factor. They are not a factor. You defeated them already. Because I look at January, I can't find them. I look at February, I can't find them. March, they're not there. April, May, June, they're not there. July, August, September, they're not there. October, November, December, they are finished. You are going to be so successful by the power of the Holy Ghost. Successful in your work, in your job, in your school, in your efforts, in your business. You are going to be very successful in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Speak in other tongues. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Koshataramanda lagabonda grossa tarabaga de legerocasia. Libro sonte cobra satarabande legebradis. Kralogos da shalamanta carabagonde legebragadilla wokasia. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 La carabasando roboshi carababarabonde lebrodeski lebrondeskia. Those children, those little children that were kidnapped, release them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Oh, shata kamando grobosi teki blodo grobosi teki. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Rasata karamando gosi karabakate lemente kia. Rushtarabadun glodila brate kese kiramanta kaya. La korasea lamande greso prosikabade. Lebro sote kia. This year, the wicked shall not prevail. This is the year of redemption. The wicked shall not prevail. The wicked shall not prevail against the righteous. This is 2024, the year of redemption. The wicked shall not prevail over the righteous. Kila koba sata ramante kila bragosete levra sata rabaga sata kalamaye gilo bronson dogo sata karabaka seteke langronongos gibra delegreso shalamanda radegalragosa paradilagoska shalamandia Cleros cobra sicaren de legredesto, pora shilaganda la gradila gabrasso talibarahan de gradistes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How glorious the Lord is. How glorious the Lord is. How glorious. How glorious. How glorious. How gracious, how gracious. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hirabashata karamandeki progositiki. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah, I was receiving another word while she was speaking. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory to God. This is 2024. Lift your hands and thank you. Thank you. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Kasha tako borosete kilamanta kaprasedikis. Kola sarabaka sendekila kaprakosete nikimasiya. Say la cobra santa karabako teleke brasilikis. Ando goja vase la krate kopron silimongo. Tela gradila grasela gradongo shele mandigi la rogoste salamantikia. Ke frasato sele cruz. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Kashata kubra sele kikis. Toba sata ramantiki le kesotikis. Jesus, you said it in ink. Gosh, I'm about to kiss. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. The world as it is today is in a state from different perspectives, a state of uncertainties. But in Christ, there are no uncertainties. There are no uncertainties in Christ. In Him, your life is stable. Your life is unshakable. Remember, Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He says, upon this rock I will build my church. The church is built on the rock, Christ. The church is founded on the rock. It's unshakable. There are no uncertainties in Christ. Tell three people, there are no uncertainties in Christ. No, you gotta say it, you gotta say it, you gotta say it, you gotta say it, you gotta say it. There are no uncertainties in Christ. No uncertainties. Think about it. His book that he gave us, the Bible, covers from before creation to the ages of eternity. He's told us everything from before everything started to after everything in the earth ends, it tells you what follows. So in between where we are, he also tells us what to expect in the day in which we live. How could there be uncertainties? You know the past. You know the present. You know the future. How could there be uncertainties? There are no uncertainties with Christ. There are no uncertainties. Plus that, in his word, he's taken care of everything that concerns you. He never left you at the mercy of earthly powers. You are not at the mercy of earthly powers. Think about that. You are not at the mercy of earthly powers. You are not at the mercy of their decisions. That's wonderful. Remember when Jesus was brought before Pilate? He was quiet. Pilate asked him questions and Jesus wouldn't say anything. But when he made a statement, Jesus had to respond. I'll tell you what he said that made Jesus respond. He said to Jesus, "I have power over you." At that point, Jesus didn't keep quiet anymore. Read your Bible. He said to Jesus, "Don't you know I have power to set you free or to condemn you?" Because he was a governor. Jesus had been quiet all the while, didn't respond to any question. Now he spoke up. Jesus replied, "Pilate," he said, "you have no power over me at all." He said, "you have no power over me at all." Then he says, "I don't blame you. It's those who brought me to you." He says, "they are the guilty ones." That's all he said. He responded, he said, "you have no power over me at all." Why did Jesus speak? So that we also would know what to say and when to speak. Don't you understand the meaning of your salvation? Let me bring it back to your mind. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, he told us that, look at it, look, I want the scripture on the screen. "That if thou shalt confess, profess, announce, declare, affirm with thy mouth the Lord Jesus," that means declare, affirm that Jesus is Lord of your life, "and shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Look at this. He's telling you that for salvation, you have to confess, you have to declare, you have to announce, you have to affirm the Lordship of Jesus. What does that mean? That Jesus Christ is the one who controls your life. The moment you proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, he cuts off every other power from controlling your life.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, "Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?"
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio, the best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. This is a rebroadcast of the December 31st New Year's Eve service with Pastor Chris. To worship with us, please visit the closest Christ Embassy Church close to you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, he told us that, look at it, look, I want the scripture on the screen. That if thou shalt confess, profess, announce, declare, affirm with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that means declare, affirm that Jesus is Lord of your life, and shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Look at this. He's telling you that for salvation, you have to confess. You have to declare, you have to announce, you have to affirm the Lordship of Jesus. What does that mean? That Jesus Christ is the one who controls your life. The moment you proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, he cuts off every other power from controlling your life. He becomes the sole responsible for your life. Remember the words of David? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Glory be to God. The Lord is my shepherd. Pastor Tony, the Lord is your shepherd. How could you want for anything you shall not want? This is 2024. You will not want a single thing. The Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. In 2024, the Lord is my shepherd. Throughout 2024, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. See, that is the meaning of the Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. That means he's the one who has control over my life. No other force or power has control over my life. Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. He cuts off every other power from controlling your life. Glory be to God. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Seal that thought into your spirit. Seal it into your spirit. Seal it into your spirit. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. He leads me in the right paths for his name's sake. For his name's sake. I walk in the paths of righteousness. I walk in the paths of righteousness. Throughout 2024, I walk in the paths of righteousness. Rakoba shende gila mangro doski paradila graste kali makumbra nigadas. And in my path there is no evil. In my path there is no death. Mashoti ko prekele brondos gibranda glora de la goda honde gabastas. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. For his name's sake. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is working in me. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is working in me. I live by the law of life. I walk by the law of life. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is working in me. Working in me. Working in me, in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
every fiber of my being, every bone of my body, every cell of my blood. Glory be to God. Kita komanda korazio bronde glira dagasta paradogos kila mantaria gazdele vroskila grossa taramantia la gasela ragosha taramangons kili mangro de la gahada gestes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a spirit that was sent to live in us. This spirit created everything there is. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God was sent to live in us. The Holy Spirit. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That's the spirit that was sent to live in us. If you have received the Holy Spirit, then you have the one I'm talking about. He raised the dead body of Jesus back to life. If he lives in you, no disease, no infirmity will thrive in your body. This is 2024, the year of redemption. The power of redemption is working in you by the Holy Ghost sent from heaven. Thank you, Lord. Alavira alagasto shonte kilamanto grosti placara digos koshe sila machande gets. Stand up, everybody. Now pray. Stand up everywhere. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. How many of you here gave your heart to the Lord on the 1st of January of any year? You were born again on the 1st of January. Come forward. You were born again on the 1st of January. Find your way to the front here. So you remember the year and the day you were born again. 1st of January. This is interesting. There's many of you. Can I have another microphone? Interesting. Yeah, I need the microphone number. So let me begin with the guy in the white kaftan in front. Which year was that?
In the year 2002, sir.
2002?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Pastor, sir.
Good morning to you. January 1st,
2002.
That's a lot of years ago.
Christ Embassy, Benin.
Wonderful.
In Highly Esteemed Reverend Tom Church.
Wonderful. So what has it been like since all these years?
Glorious.
Glorious. Have you led other people to Christ?
Yes,
you
have.
Wonderful. All right, the gentleman behind him. What year was that?
Thank you, Pastor. 2000.
2000?
Yes, sir.
These are veterans. 2000. So that'll be 24 years ago today.
Yes, sir. Pastor Olumide, Benin Church, Boba Hill.
That's amazing. 24 years today, born again. Ah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. What about the tall gentleman behind there? What year was that?
That was 2010.
2010?
Yes, sir. 2010.
That's amazing. You give your heart to Christ January 1st, 2010. Yes, and you've been living for the Lord.
Yes, sir, definitely.
It's been glorious.
Yes, sir. It has been very sad.
The Lord is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
What about the gentleman here? What year was that?
Pastor, sir, thank you so much, sir. That was 2013, and that was precisely listening to your tape right in my room.
You were in your room?
Yes, sir.
Listening to a message?
Yes, your message, that first night message. So right in my room, somebody gave it to me as a gift.
Someone gave it to you as a gift?
Yes, sir.
And you listened to it in your room?
Right there, I shed tears because that was a serious time in my life where so much crisis. It was almost like I was at the crossroad of my life right there in Kaduna. So I came to Kaduna and the person gave it to me. And that was what, ever since then, it's been glorious.
2013?
Absolutely.
Glory be to God. Oh, boy, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Oh, that's wonderful. What do you think about that? Someone gave him a recorded message. He listened to it in his room and gave his heart to the Lord since 2013. Glory be to God. And the gentleman in suit. Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity. 2011 in Obudu, Cross River State, Pastor.
2011.
Yes, Pastor. Sir.
January the 1st.
January, but not the 1st. Sir.
No. I want only those who give their hearts to the Lord January the 1st. So if you're here and it was not the 1st, you can go back to your seat. That's not bad. I just want those January the 1st. Anybody else that's not January the 1st? Okay, you can go back to your seat. Maybe you didn't hear me so well. Yours is January the 1st. Okay. Great, really. Great. Yeah, so let's come over here. Yeah, the gentleman inside.
Thank you so much, sir, for this opportunity. That was 2020.
2020?
Yes, Pastor, sir.
January the 1st.
Yes, sir.
I give your
went
heart to
with
go.
My mom yes. to church. I had not gone to church for many years, so I said, let me try it out, and it has been glorious.
You tried it out?
Yes, sir.
In 2020?
Yes, sir.
You and went with your mom to church?
Yeah, I couldn't stop.
Like, and you hadn't been to church for years?
No, sir.
Until 2020?
Yes, sir.
The Lord is gracious. Congratulations. The Lord is gracious. Wonderful. Let's come to this lady over here. What year was that?
Thank you, Pastor, sir. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you.
Mine was 2014. I've been going to church, but I gave my life to Christ consciously 2014, January 1st.
That's wonderful. You had been going to church, but on that occasion, you decided it was time. It was time to get serious with God. Wonderful. Wonderful. So do you realize today is your spiritual birthday? Today is your birthday. You didn't think about it. I've just helped you to begin thinking about it from now. It's your birthday. This is your real birthday. Amazing. Amazing.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.